Are you worried that you are going to have regret when your kids are grown? A lot of parents have been telling me that they really are worried that they will not have the relationships that they are hoping for and dreaming of when their kids have gone and moved away. But I have two questions to ask yourself that can set you free. Let's dive in. Hey mamas, welcome to Her Home and Heart podcast. Do you want balance in your home life and peace in your heart at the end of each long day? Do you want to let go of feelings of failure because you've yelled at the kids again despite promising yourself and God you'd stop? I'm Katie. I'm a homeschooling mom who also had little kids and wanted to create a thriving home environment. In this podcast, you'll find resources for holistic living, heart connection with your family, and homeschooling so that you won't wake up to regret one day. Even if you have outside-the-box learners or your own health challenges, you'll find support here. Breathe deeply, grab a coffee, and let the kids go play, because it's time for you to find peace and fulfillment that you've been longing for. Let's go. Before I get too much into holistic living and all of the things that I'm so excited to share with you, I really want to set a very important foundation with you first. I have two questions that I believe are so powerful. These are questions that 13 years ago, a friend of mine came over. I was packing our house, getting ready to move away from California, and I was doing the work myself. I had made that decision. I had a pre-K, preschool, and newborn set of children that I was taking care of, and I was just a mess. I was feeling it, you guys. I was all sorts of a mess, feeling like a failure. And she came over. She was going to help me pack. And in her great wisdom, instead, we sat and talked and probably had a cup of tea. And she said to me, "Katie, there are two big questions you need to ask yourself." And so I'm going to ask those to you today, because these questions never left me. These questions have changed me and informed so much of my parenting journey into a place of success and joy and fulfillment and deep connection with my children. It has also allowed me to guide my children in a way where they are people who are assured of themselves, who are confident in where their lives are going, and who I am not worried about. I believe in my heart there will not be regret. So I want to share these questions with you. The first thing she asked me was, "Do your children know you love them?" So that was a big question. Of course, I believed my children knew I loved them. But when I dug deeper, I realized that's a big question. That's a lot to think about. So I'll share more with you on that and on ways that you can really look deeply at that. The next question that she asked me was, "Do your children know God loves them?" Again, my answer was resounding yes, but they were still little. And I wanted to know that I would continue and could continue to help them understand his love for them. So that is another thing that I'll share with you as to how can we continue to help our children to see and understand that God loves them, even though we are so imperfect. The answers to these two questions and the fulfillment of them, they really do inform us on what needs to change in our homes most and on what we're doing right most. These are very foundational questions. They really can set the entire tone for our home and for our relationship with our spouse. Once we've answered these questions, then we can work on the layers of removing anything that's negative in our home that might be harming our children from knowing how much we love them, that might be harming our children from understanding how much God loves them. We can look at even simple choices like the music and TV that we watch that might confuse them, and the ways that we speak to them that might drag them down. Maybe even toxic friendships in their life, you know? And we just replace these negative things one bit at a time until we know for sure our children are understanding that, even through our protection of them, our words to them, the ways that we forgive them, the ways that we disciple them, the ways that we hold boundaries with them and for them. These are all ways that we love them, because when we do it with a heart of love, with the intent of love, even though we are in charge of them, we are discipling them and training them to be full adults one day. And we want them to be adults who saw our actions as actions out of love, even if those actions were actions they didn't like. even if you have to allow them to go through natural consequences, even if you have to hold a boundary and apply a consequence that has been established by the family within the family government, and they could see you as the bad guy. But if you are grieving their sin with them, even though you're holding the boundary, they will know you love them, even if they don't like you too much in that moment. And I promise you, later they will thank you. You can ask yourself, like, for hacks for this too, how do your children and spouse feel the most loved? And how about you? So there are ways we can do this. That's like a amazing best kept secret that nobody should have it be kept from them. And I want everybody to know. If you want to go back into some of our previous podcast episodes, you'll see there are 5 love language episodes. They're about the 5 love languages. For those of you who are not familiar, the 5 love languages were from a book written by a brilliant man, Gary Chapman, and I highly recommend his book. So go get it if you don't have it, or grab it on Audible, something like that, whatever works well for you, and get informed on that, because these are an amazing hack to understanding what fills up your own and your children's and your spouse's love tank, if we want to call it that, like a bank account, right? What fills it the fastest and what drains it the fastest? So when you know that, you're able to truly help them see and feel and hear your love, even if it's not your love language. But you can also express to them what makes you feel loved most. And it's a very efficient, very wonderful way to keep everybody feeling loved at home, even when we have different love languages and different personality types. For a deeper look, like I mentioned personality types, that is another amazing way to help your family feel loved. Because when you're speaking their love language and you understand their personality type, even if it's a type that would normally conflict with yours, if you understand that and accept that God created them that way, God designed them to be that person with that personality type, and you to be who you are with your personality type, then in the acceptance, you can move forward and make it a beautiful relationship. It doesn't have to be so conflictual anymore. You can communicate better with them and understand each other better when you know these tools and these hacks. So I really recommend that. To help them feel loved, another thing you can do, since we homeschool, and many of you who are listening are also homeschooling moms, dads, you can establish a homeschool where they find who God created them to be. So instead of sticking them inside of a box that says you must conform to this exact curriculum and do these exact worksheets this exact way, regardless of your learning style, regardless of your stage in development, regardless of XYZ, instead of sticking them inside that box, very much like what happens inside public school, because they have a mass number of children to help and support and they cannot tailor, but in our homeschools we can tailor and we can show love to our child by allowing them to be who God created them to be, who, you know, whatever way they learn best. Allow our own teaching style to somehow connect and benefit their learning style and collaborate there. We can encourage them to chase the passions that He put inside of them, to figure out what those are so that they can learn about it and be passionate about it into their adulthood and find meaningful work that allows them to be fulfilled as adults versus coming out dazed and confused going, who am I and what do I like? Because I spent all that time learning all the subjects, which I believe everyone should be exposed in a beautiful way to all the things God has created and all the history of the world and all of that. You need to stay with your state standards. So please know you need to go with your laws of your state as well. But there are amazing, beautiful, unique ways that you can allow this to be tailored to your special child and children, to each child's own needs. And when they're able to figure out what He uniquely put inside of them, and they have you as a joyful, not a conflictual partner on their learning journey, oh, the bonding is so beautiful. And it is so much fun. And I can attest to this because we have walked it and it is lovely. And the things that end up happening as the children enter into high school and they've known, they've figured out their passions or they're still exploring them. And, you know, when you have to say, okay, guys, we got to stop learning now. We need to go do some other things. I have to say, it's kind of fun. And you can get there. Every family can get there if that is what they desire. Before we continue with today's chat, I want to sincerely invite you to come over to Facebook and join our group and our community. I would love to carry a conversation with you over there and interact with you and have you get to know the other beautiful families that are inside of our private community. Go to the description. You'll see a link at the very bottom where you can easily click and go ahead and join our group. I look forward to seeing you inside. Just know that you have so many wonderful, beautiful ways inside of your home to help your children know that you love them. And so many ways to help them know that God loves them. A point that I really want to make quickly before I wrap up is that the ways that we interact with our children, unfortunately, children will see as a reflection of how God feels about them and will treat them. And that's not true. And we are broken humans. None of us is perfect. We're just us. I mean, honestly, I still feel, even though I'm much more wise and grown now, but I still feel like the me who was 11 and 13 and 20 and 30, then this like wise aged adult who, just me, you're just you. We're just us when we're parents too. We just know more. We've learned from hard knocks, right? But we're broken and we're going to make mistakes. And so a way that we can help the children see that God loves them is through our willingness to be imperfect and to apologize when we make a mistake and to be authentic about it and not to act like we know everything and that they're dumb and whatever. I see all this old school stuff that unfortunately some people, I guess, just don't know how to break out of or aren't aware there's other options. But we can represent God instead as a God of mercy and love and grace and forgiveness. And it can bring us so much closer to our children. And the years in my childhood when my parents would apologize for the mistakes they made, I have to say, did grow my respect for them. So please know many of the parents I've spoken to over my years of homeschooling who have had families that were successful and foundationally strong and who grew children who became amazing, capable, happy, healthy adults, they apologize to their children too. And they have said over and over how glad they are and how bonding that is. And if you speak to their children, they agree. So there are very simple ways that we can help show our children that God loves them. And that is a very simple technique, as well as just teaching them His word. All right, I'm going to wrap up now. I have rambled on too long, but I will invite you with all of my heart to come and join my Facebook group online. I would be honored to have you there. I would be honored to connect with you and chat with you and have you as a part of our community where we will continue doing more learning and more growing together and supporting each other on this beautiful journey of life. I'll see you there. Thanks for listening and spending time with us today.
If you know anyone who could benefit from my mom's podcast, please share it and leave a review so others can find us too.
See you next time.